Coming up on Tuesday, the WASD report's going to come out. And Kim, what do you think will be in that report?
Well, right now, the pre-release estimates indicate that there's not going to be much in it. You look at corn production, they expected to lower it to about 14 billion even. Last month, it was 14.15. Soybeans, 4.32 billion bushels, 4.38 last month. If you look at the ending stocks, wheat, 914 million bushels, 933 last month. Corn, 2.13 billion bushels, 2.27. So, maybe a little bit of move there in the corn. Soybeans, 439 million bushels, 475. So, you know, pretty good drop in beans there. If you look at the world expectations, corn, about 7.8 billion bushels, down from 7.9 U.S. right there. Soybeans, about 3.6 billion, down from 3.6. Actually, about 20 million bushels there on the world market, and that's just minuscule. Wheat, again, another 20 million bushels, down 9.71 versus 9.73. So really not much expected on the WASD next week.
Now, in years past, you've said that corn is married to wheat, or vice versa. Do we see that pattern setting up again?
Well, I don't know if they're married right now. They may be separated. I don't know if they're divorced. I think there's some movement there, corn. I mean, what we need to happen with corn is for corn stocks to go down, corn prices to go up, then they're going to marry, then wheat's going to travel along with corn, and that's going to allow us to move a lot of this wheat that we've got in bunkers and bags and an excess wheat in the bins. We can move it out to the feed market. That's when they're going to get back together, mm-hmm. and that's when they're going to be married. Right now, they're not divorced, but I call them separated.
And of course, with the hurricanes down in the Gulf, has that impacted cotton prices?
Well, you know, you read some articles that it's had some impact. Now, I imagine it's had a minor impact. I think the big deal on cotton prices is the world cotton situations, some lower production than expected in some foreign countries. Plus, we haven't had the heat days in the Great Plains that we need to get cotton maturity and to get it to finish out. And I think that's probably what's driving cotton prices more than the hurricane. Does the hurricane have an impact? Sure. But I think it's minor and it's short-lived.
Now back to wheat, where do you think the, here we are in September, where do you think the price of wheat will be in June?
Well, as you look out into the next year, you got to take into consideration this massive increase in the former Soviet Union countries, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan. Belarus is starting to export wheat. You know, you're not going to pull that increased production out of the world market. And to get prices up to $5, we got to have world production at 26 billion bushels or below. Last year it was 20.7. This year, 27.7. This year, 27.2 billion bushels. We got to almost take the U.S. wheat production out of world wheat production for prices to get back $5, $6, $7.
Okay, thank you much. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.